Kevin.
Frazier. Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Back in Los Angeles, where he does OMG the Insider, fresh from the Super Bowl weekend in New Orleans. Kevin Frazier, good morning.
Tom, I literally had to roll out of bed this morning because you know what 8 days in New Orleans does to you. You just can't stop eating. You can't. I mean, I hurt myself between the beignets and the etouffee, but oh, there's so much to get to from Super Bowl weekend, and there's somebody I got to put on blast. But we'll get to that in a second. But I want to start with my arrival in New Orleans, and I'm coming in. You know, I flew American, and this lady starts yelling, "Tom Joyner, Tom Joyner." So Joyner. I turn around, and I'm looking for you. And this lady comes over and grabs my arm. "Tom Joyner, I listen to you on Tom Joyner." I was like, oh, I'm looking for Tom. I was like, oh, Tom is here. Where is he?
Thank you.
So many folks coming up. I just want to say hello to all the folks who came up and shouted out the show and said they listen in the morning and asked when, you know, go to the different events, Tom. So many fans out there at the Super Bowl. So I just wanted to start by saying hello to them.
Good.
All right. Now, let's start with the good. Beyonce, she was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, from the press conference when she came out and sang and gave us all the Jaden Media chills to after her performance. And I was out back and she came running out. She was with her girls and they were riding in a golf cart. She was happy. Her mom came running out. Jay-Z was like, "She's the best ever." And I actually talked to her afterwards. Mm-hmm. And here's what she had to say about her performance.
It feels good to know that the hard work paid off. You know, it's a live television show. It's the biggest show in America. And there's so many things that could happen. And God was on my side. So I'm very, very happy that it went well. And the power went out after.
Second best Super Bowl halftime performance ever.
Who was your best?
Michael?
Nope. Prince.
That's what I was going to say. Prince in the driving rain in Miami was incredible.
And playing Purple Rain. That's hard to top.
No, in the driving.
Beyonce. I know it's a lot of rough.
Prince, you look good, but you're not Beyonce. Okay?
Beyonce was incredible. So was Jennifer Hudson was great.
Yeah.
And a funny moment backstage. Jennifer stopped to talk to all the media and everything was under control. Then one of the reporters, a female who shall not be named, comes running up screaming Jennifer's name and causes a ruckus. So Jennifer looks over and she's like, oh no. And she was with her husband and she was with her baby. And she was like, oh no, I'm getting out of her. Hopped in her golf cart. So she was nice enough to let us go backstage and talk to her afterwards about her performance. Here's Jen.
The first thing my thought was like, we're conquerors. We made it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just to be a testimony and to be there with them, it's just, when you really think about it, it's very overwhelming. So I tried my best not to think too much about it, you know, because it is emotional.
All right, blast time. Let's get to it. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to get to it. Okay, I played in the DirecTV football game, and T.O. is my guy. I love him. I've always defended him.
You have.
But his behavior, like he acted like he was playing in the Super Bowl. He wouldn't come off the field. He was yelling at the actors and actresses, told the quarterback, Jesse Palmer, hey, on third or fourth down, you got to throw me the ball. Now, the pros come to those games and they say, you know what? We're going to let the actors shine. I want Snoop to catch the ball. I want Lil Wayne to catch the ball. I want the actresses to have fun.
Not T.O.
He played like he was playing in the Super Bowl. And I'm putting him on blast in hopes that he'll be scared straight, that he will stop this behavior. Because it was just a celebrity game. One of the actresses walked off the field crying because she could not get in the game. She could not get in the game because he wouldn't come off the field. So, T.O., straighten your stuff up real quick. The great party. Jamie Foxx and Jennifer Hudson, Flo Rida and Big Boi, Vanessa Williams brought it. Justin Timberlake was incredible with his old school group. And CeeLo was great at ESPN. There were so many great parties. And by the way, all that stuff about Lil Wayne getting an altercation with cameraman.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne was shoved by a cameraman. He had just gone over and given a young man in a wheelchair his jersey and signed it. He went to hop in a picture, and the cameraman shoved him down. Then Lil Wayne got upset. Thank you, Warren Moon, for grabbing Lil Wayne. But that's why he was upset, because the cameraman really did shove him.
Oh, wow.
Gotta go.